group therapy. If you ever want to be on, you can call up 833-563-2539. You can also hit us up in the DMs, Radio Now AM Show, and we will get you on. Talk about what's going on. Not gonna guarantee we'll actually get you any results. And if you hear this story too and you want to chime in, you can do that. 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Shelby. Hey, Shelby, how are you?
Hi, good morning. Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hey, first of all, I just want to say, Mackenzie, welcome to the show. I listen every morning. I am so excited to have another voice on. So, welcome.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. I'm calling in for a different reason. I need help.
All right, well, let's hear what you got this morning.
We're here for you.
Thank you. I think that there is a huge problem with my friend's save the date for her wedding.
There's a problem?
Yes. At least I think so. So my friend Kristen is engaged, and of course, they got a ton of engagement photos, her and her fiance, and obviously she's using one as a save the date, totally normal. I was ready for that. But the photo that she picked for it is, I'm really concerned about it.
Well, what's so concerning about it?
So, Kristen and her fiance are huge fitness buffs, and they love to go on social media and post thirst trap, and they love showing off their bodies.
Did you say thirst trap?
They just really like to, get attention for their bodies, and they work hard, so, I have no problem with that. You do you. But they picked one for their save the date for their wedding.
Okay, I'm kind of interested.
So describe, what does it look like?
Because what you're saying, it's kind of fooled themselves, but I don't see why you wouldn't want to send the photo out.
Guys, it's literally a topless photo. Neither of them have their shirts on, and she's all, nuzzled up against him, and he's got his arm wrapped around her, and it, barely covers her nipples.
But why would you be topless in a save the date for your wedding? I don't get
that. Yeah, yeah. And, guys, this is going out to, 300 people. We're talking grandparents and aunts and uncles. And, some of their families have little cousins. And I'm picturing this, on the refrigerator. I just think it's super inappropriate. And I think people are going to be mad and be uncomfortable. And I'm stressing out.
Did you say anything? Have you said anything?
I haven't said anything yet. She showed it to me, and she hasn't sent them out yet, but she's already ordered them. She paid for 300 of these suckers, and I just...
It sounds like there's nothing you can really do then. If she's already paid for them and got them, you just gotta... Are you gonna help her mail them out? What are you gonna do?
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm calling you. I sent you guys the photo. I really, really don't want you to post it, but I just need to, know, maybe somebody else will look at it and be you're being a prude, being overreacting or something. Or do I tell her that she needs to change it? And if so, how do I do that?
Hey, Shelby, it's producer Porkchop. I promise you we won't send the photo out, but I think me and Joe are going to recreate it.
I just saw the photo. We definitely, we can't, even though you sent it to us, we can't share it because I don't think we can share other people's pictures.
Mackenzie and Joe, after you have seen this photo that she just sent us, do you think it's appropriate to send out? Would you ever send this out to your family? And how would you feel if, grandparents and aunts and uncles received a photo like this?
Well, I'd say quit being butthurt, Grandma. I think it's funny. Of course, I can see your actual concern. I agree, Shelby. It is the most shocking save the date I've ever seen. But guess what? I'm saving that date.
Yeah, exactly.
If this is any indication of the wedding, I'm there.
I think it's a beautiful photo. Props, you guys work hard, maintain your bodies. I think it's a little cringy, though, I don't think it's appropriate for a save the date for a wedding.
We need to go play a song, and we need to go take this photo, and we'll put it up on all of our social media. Instagram is Radio Now AM Show, Twitter, Radio Now AM Show, and our Facebook station pages. But we'll post it up there. Shelby, hang on. I want to open the phones right now to see if people can give you some advice, okay?
Thank you for the help.
833-563-2539. Should Shelby say anything or kind of stop these photos from going out for the save the date? Or is, not that big of a deal that I guess they took a muscle topless photo? Group therapy is going on right now, and we're looking for calls to help out Shelby, because this is a weird situation, and you can see the photo. We had to recreate it because, well, we couldn't post the people like without the permission their photo.
Wow.
What do you think, Mackenzie?
Super sexy, you guys.
Radio Now AM show. You can check it out. It's also on our Facebook pages in Indy and in Houston. Just search for Radio Now, and you will see that up there. Also Twitter, Radio Now AM show. And just to recap, Shelby has a friend, and she's engaged. They are kind of like fitness people, and they ended up being so proud of their body that they took their shirts off, and he got behind her and covered up her breast. And it's definitely something I've never seen before for a save the date photo, but I would go to the wedding, but I think everybody else is like, oh my gosh, it's so shocking. But I'm just like, it is shocking, but it's not like I wouldn't go to your wedding. I'd love to go to your wedding. That seems like fun and crazy. Wow. Grandma and grandpa might have a heart attack seeing it, but I think it looks great.
Well, even more impressive, our own Joe and Pork Chop, producer Pork Chop. I'm impressed with this photo, you guys. I mean, although, Joe, I thought you were just saying, oh, I'm like this week you shaved and trimmed things up. You still look pretty hairy in this photo.
Well, that's my chest. Yeah. I mean, men are supposed to have chest hair. Do you look like a baby boy?
No, I suppose not.
You do. You want me to be a little wax baby boy. All right. 833-563-2539. Really trying to help Shelby out. Or if you've seen the photo and you just want to comment about how impressed you are, you can do that. Live the Web Girl, what do we got?
Okay, so I don't mind the picture at all, but I think what she has to do is, even if her friend is going to be so upset and so mad, just like try to break it down and be like, this is going to be embarrassing for your family. This is going to make people feel uncomfortable, and you don't want to do that. It's going to cause more harm than good. I know you spent a lot of money on these, but maybe see if you could get some sort of refund
and just
use another photo.
What's the harm?
I just think it's going to make her grandparents feel uncomfortable. My grandparents and even my own parents seeing my fiance basically hold my boobs, they're not going to be happy about that.
Well, they know that they're going to be in his hands that night after you make it official.
Exactly, but they don't want it plastered all over the place.
They don't want that image, but is it going to ruin your friendship or make things super weird going forward if she's like... Maybe she'll be receptive, but then be hurt deep down. All but then you're being an honest friend, so you don't just want to go with the flow and never say what you feel.
Somebody's got to think this is an okay idea besides me. 833-563-2539. Ashley's on. You also got Shelby. Hey, what did you want to say?
Hey, as far as the photo, when the bride showed her picture the first time, she should have been honest and been like, this is totally not appropriate for a wedding, like a save-the-date picture. But at the same time, all these people that she's inviting are probably friends and family that know her and her fiance and probably know that they're totally into their bodies like that. So if they're supportive of that, then they should come to the wedding.
Shelby, I think actually brings up a decent point. What did you say when you first saw the photo? Like, did you say, hey, not a good idea?
I was just so shocked. And it was like, I like had this moment where it was like, oh, and I was like, you know, like that feeling like when like you want to say something, but you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. And
every day of my life.
Yes, every day.
It's like even like all this advice, it's like I super appreciate it. But it's like, how do you go to one of your best friends and say like, that's going to be embarrassing. You're going to embarrass yourself. Like that just feels like such a terrible thing to say.
Maybe you don't say it. I don't know. I'm kind of split on it. Maybe you say, do you, boo, and just let
Everybody
them enjoy it.
Everybody says that, like, oh, I'd say something. But then when the actual moment comes, they're quiet. They're
right.
Silent. They're
exactly.
Like, oh, my gosh. Kelsey, hey, you're also on with Shelby. What did you want to say about this this photo that she thinks is not the best idea for her friend's save the date? If you have not seen it, we couldn't post the one that she sent us, but we did recreate it, me and Porkchop. By the way, does this violate any of the social media rules? Will this get pulled down?
There's no nips.
Okay.
He is cupping your...
I'm shirtless. Porkchop's behind me grabbing my boobs, and
boobs.
This is kind of what they did, but she had boobs. What do you think, Kelsey?
So, hey, Shelby, if I was in your position, first off, I would be 100% honest. Because if I was in your friend's position, and you truly are a good friend, I would want you to at least say, hey, have you thought about what other people might say? I do agree that if it's friends, your friends are probably going to understand, like, oh, you know, they post that kind of stuff on social media all the time. But that picture, I did see it on Instagram, should not be hung on the refrigerator as a save the date. So then she can't get mad if people decide not to show up or they forget, because they're not going to hang a naked photo on the fence with all of their children.
Yeah, that's but right.
But hold on.
I would want to know.
But they're not naked. Have you seen the photo of us? We're not naked.
I mean, they're topless. That's enough.
Okay. I think, now I'm about to judge you. I love that you call in. I think you're being a little prudish, but that's just my opinion. I would love to see that.
Would love to see that?
Even if I had a sister, I wouldn't mind. Because first of all, everybody's got boobs. We all got boobs.
You would want your sister, I mean, her and on your fridge and you'd hang it
He's going to cup it later, Mackenzie. He's going to cup it later. Liv the Web Girl, what do you got?
We are getting all sorts of different opinions on our Instagram. People are saying this is very cringy.
Yes.
Someone's saying this is inappropriate. Someone is saying, now I know how to take my save the date photo. People are saying that this is save the date goals. And people are saying, there's no way I would even allow that to go on my grandma's fridge.
Interesting.
Oh my God. I read something that we're not going to read, an Instagram comment, and I don't know what to say about that. We'll wrap it up with Sue this morning. Sue, it sounds like you might be the only rational person. What do you think about this photo?
I love the photo. I think it's beautiful, and they look good. I don't see any difference between that photo and a pregnant woman with her, you know, holding her breast, showing her belly.
Oh my gosh,
people think
yes.
That's all beautiful.
Like a baby photo. You know what? I didn't even think about that when we were posing. That is exactly what it is. If you're missing it, the man in this case is behind the woman. I was the woman.
They would love that and be focused on the belly. Now they're focused on the breast. But yeah, there's no difference between that. I love it.
Hey, Sue.
I would do it. Yep.
Can you be honest? When you saw that photo of me and Porkchop, how did it make you feel?
I was like, I think Porkchop should have had his shirt off, and your smile was beautiful.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yes, Porkchop.
That's what people are saying on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, too.
Well, did you see the comment that said they wished it was Porkchop and Mackenzie?
Hey, to be fair, I wish it was Joe Mackenzie, but...
okay.
Oh, gosh.
You're married. Sorry.
Oops. This is the most interesting first week of work ever.
HR.
There we go. As I awkwardly transition, Shelby, thanks for calling. I hope we helped you out today.